911. Anyone watching? This is Greg Skinner and Susan Wilde. We're at 2216 Pike. Hey! Hey!
Chances are, by now, you know that audio. Maybe, like me, you were one of the few who heard it live. More likely, you were one of the thousands who heard it in the weeks to follow. Officially, the video was titled Pacific Legacies with Greg Skinner, Episode 2, Skinner 1929. But we'll just call it the live stream.
Welcome back to a glitchy, stormy episode of Pacific Legacies.
On the night of November 5th, 2021, a virtually unknown YouTube channel streamed what should have been a pretty unremarkable episode. The channel was what you would call obscure. It was dedicated to watching and annotating old film footage, specifically footage from the Oregon coast. So, you know, niche.
Oh, wow.
Is that Florence?
It totally is. God, this is insanely well preserved.
The live stream was only their second episode. But right from the start? Well.
So, tonight's episode is a little different. We were gonna dive into the Johnson Home movies, but, well, I have this old nightstand. The bottom drawer's never opened, and last night the top drawer jammed. So I was trying to bang it loose, and clang, something dropped into the bottom. So I tried the bottom drawer, and it opened. And inside there was, I shit you not, a 16mm film can.
Holy shit.
I know. So normally, you know, I do some research beforehand so I can add context while we watch, but I literally just threaded this up for the first time, and I thought we could all watch it together.
That's...
Not all. Read the can.
Skinner, 1929? Like here, or you?
I don't know. Both?
Before the live stream, almost nobody had heard of Skinner, a tiny fishing island 5 miles off the Oregon coast. Google it, and you'll find a DIY-looking town website, a few local business listings, and that's it. Skinner is a town of about 4,000 people, mostly in the seafood industry. It's the only town on North McQuasley Island, which people also just refer to as Skinner. Skinner is accessible by a daily ferry from Florence, but only when the weather's good. From October through February, the island, like most of the Oregon coast, is battered by frequent storms that make the ferry unreliable at best. In fact, in 2019, a Skinner ferry capsized in the waves, taking 15 people with it. Skinner was getting slammed by one of these storms when the live stream aired. As the connection cut in and out, you could hear the trees falling around them as their power struggled to stay on. But Greg was determined to go on with the stream regardless. See, Greg Skinner, a descendant of C.S. Skinner, has a passion bordering on obsession with the town his family built. And after his weird Jumanji-esque discovery of a film reel with his name on it, no force of nature would stop him from revealing what it contained.
Skinner, 1929? Like here, or you?
I don't know. Both?
Dude, I know.
Well, it could totally be nothing, and it, folks, if it's really that old, it's probably degraded beyond recognition. So, if it's dud, we'll abort mission and switch back over to the Johnson family stuff, but if not, hold on to your butts.
But over the next 14 minutes, a normal episode about an old home movie devolved into a nightmare. As the footage grew increasingly disturbing,
Oh my god.
The streamers themselves seemed more and more in danger. And all we could do was helplessly listen. Until the stream went dead. I'm Marlo Verne. And this is what happened in Skinner.
What Happened in Skinner is a weekly investigative podcast brought to you by Mazama Entertainment. I don't know how many episodes we'll have because, well, I don't know where this is going to lead. But I can promise you this. I'm going to follow this story wherever it goes, and I won't stop until we find the truth. If you want to explore the evidence or join the community, check out my website at whathappenedinskinner.com. I'll post updates as I go, and I need all the help I can get. So please, reach out there. With that out the way, let's dive in.
And with that smoke moving into the area tomorrow from those fires up in British Columbia, now's a good time to get out those air filters.
In the last year, I've spent a lot of time online. If you're familiar with internet culture, I'm a Redditor. If you're not, Reddit is the world's biggest online forum where you can find message boards for literally any topic. Asian skincare, Star Wars, pictures of cats standing up. And if you're like me, you're all over the forums devoted to unsolved mysteries, both big and small.
So if you're commuting into downtown tomorrow, plan ahead and maybe leave a little early. For Seattle 6, I'm Chris Cashman.
Most people's experience with what happened in Skinner started with the live stream. But in order to tell you that story, I need to start by taking you back 3 weeks earlier, when a post by a Reddit user called Urbex Machina caught my eye.
Heart Island, then the helicopters. Esteemed magisters and emperors. It would mean a great deal to us if you would stay and let us sing to you.
What's up?
Hey, Sean. Have you ever explored Heart Island in New York?
Depends. Are you recording this?
Maybe.
Why do you always...
Fine. Do you have any friends who've been there?
You're impossible. But, yeah, what's up?
Look at this post I'm sending you. That's Sean, an urban explorer friend. I've been working on dragging him down the Reddit rabbit hole all year, but he's always preferred mysteries he can see and touch and, purely hypothetically, sneak into. Meaning, he's big on creepy abandoned places. But Heart Island in New York City is about the best example of that there is. It's an abandoned island in the middle of the East River, and it's been every creepy thing in the book. A prison camp, a missile silo, a sanitarium, an asylum. A mass grave. Now it's home to the decaying ruins of all of those things. I all but knew he'd been there, and if there was ever a post that would catch his interest, this was it.
Whoa.
Have you ever seen anything like that there?
Ha. Helicopters and limousines?
Or any sort of big event?
Not even raves, no. I don't even think the buildings have electricity, let alone the infrastructure to get anything like that out there.
Keep reading. You don't know this guy, do you?
Urbex Machina? I don't think so. I can ask around the community a little bit, but I haven't. I went around and crept as close. He says he went in? To where the people were? Something ran up the leg of my pants. I stumbled forward, directly into the open doorway. I looked up to see an older woman in a cocktail dress and two men in suits staring at me. Oh shit.
A hush fell over the room, and this was a big room. It was made up to look like a giant party atrium with tables of snacks.
Oh, hold up. In fact, why don't you join us for a spell? I'm sure you've been working very hard. He tells them he's with the staff, and they invite him in for snacks.
That's what it says.
Have you ever worked in catering?
Well, no, but...
Because I have, and that's not what rich people do.
Okay, but keep reading. She gently but firmly took my arm. Enjoy yourself. You're in for a show. The sound of clinking glass filled the air. Esteemed guests, magisters, and members. That's a Satanism thing. They wore ceremonial robes that looked like they'd been made by Versace. And then, get this, We have a tradition of performing for our guests. It would mean a great deal to us if you would stay and let us sing to you.
Sing?
A low murmur, perfect harmony. The volume and pitch were rising slowly. The people in the front row were shouting now. Then they were screaming. A sudden gust of wind ruffled my hair. I looked up. Directly above me hung a huge, rusty chandelier. With a lurch, it came crashing.
Wait. Look at the sub it's in. No sleep. This is just a scary story. Creepypasta.
Sure, maybe usually, but go to their profile. Does that look like the profile of a no-sleep author to you?
Well...
Do you see any other scary stories?
I mean,
or just a bunch of urban exploring stuff?
Huh.
And that last post he made, asking about security on Heart Island?
Okay, I mean, you do got a point there, I get that.
Okay, so... maybe?
I mean... no photos.
Maybe?
But even supposing a cabal of millionaires would actually get together like that...
Google Bohemian Grove.
Wow. Alright. Fair, but even supposing they were all a part of some crazy religious cult...
Like Scientology.
Alright, but even supposing that they could all take their private helicopters to an island undetected...
Like Epstein's Island?
I did not think... I was gonna lose this argument. You really think they'd let him what? Just escape? Is that what?
That's what it says.
And they just let that happen.
Maybe he got lucky.
Or maybe you just wanted to be real.
There's something else. Go back to the fifth paragraph. Men and women, low voices, excited, small talk. I kept hearing the word Skinner, which was weird. The Skinner situation. The Skinner incident. What happened in Skinner?
Okay.
Susan was from Skinner, Oregon.
Oh. Well, better just give her a call.
Yeah, she'd love that.
Not that I want to rob you of that little reunion, but there are probably a number of different places called Skinner that could have been there. You know,
actually, there's only the one.
Anywhere?
I checked. Anywhere.
Damn. Anything happened there?
I spent the next few weeks trying to find out. I'd messaged Urbex Machina on Reddit to ask if they talked to me about their story. Maybe Sean was right, and it was just creepypasta. In the meantime, I started reading what little I could find about the town. I even started streaming the local news from the Oregon coast. But no real aha moments. But I did find an old blog of Oregon Coast ghost stories, many of which featured Skinner. Between all the shipwrecks through the decades, a landslide that killed several people in the 30s, and something called the Winter of Terror, when in 1929, a serial killer stalked the island and was never caught. Skinner sure had some incidents. But aside from the ferry accident in 2019, little recently. Until...
Oregon State Police are mobilizing resources along the coast after they say an inmate escaped from the South Fork Forest work camp outside Tillamook early this morning.
Oh, wow.
Authorities say Jasper Cook, seen here, is a repeat offender who's been in and out of the correction system since 2015. He's described as a white male, 6 feet tall, last seen wearing blue jeans and a blue shirt, both stenciled with the word inmate. Cook's escape comes only a month after another inmate escaped the same work camp, assaulting two Japanese citizens and prompting an outcry from the Japanese government. Authorities ask that anyone with information on Cook's whereabouts call the Oregon State Police or the Oregon Department of Corrections. If seen, do not approach Cook and instead call 911.
Oh.
Scary stuff. And
212.
The search continues today for the second missing Florence man in 2 weeks. Authorities say the
Mateo.
Two disappearances are likely unrelated.
Oh, from Reddit! Oh, Tracy, Mateo, yeah. Hi, hold on, can I call you back from my computer? Is video cool? I'll call you right back.
Hey.
Hey, Mateo. Thanks so much for... Oh. Oh my gosh, are you in the hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, we can do this another time if this for you.
No, I'm gonna be here a while.
What happened?
I had a stroke.
A stroke?
Yeah, and other stuff. Remember how I tripped in the story? So that got infected. That turned into a blood infection, then aneurysm, now stroke. How's that for bad luck?
Wow.
Yeah. No bueno.
Wow, I am so sorry.
I got 20 grand out of it, though.
You got,
So what's up?
I was actually gonna ask you about the story.
No, what about it?
You actually went out there. To Heart Island.
Look at me.
Right, I'm sorry, I just... Because it was on no sleep, we weren't sure if... Were all the details accurate?
Yeah.
Well, just because it's so... The helicopters and the fancy dress people and the big event.
Right.
And the ceremony. With the robes and the fire and the singing.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Did you happen to get any pictures of the actual event or the attendees?
Yeah.
That's incredible. So I'm kind of a freelance journalist and I might be interested in looking into this further. Would you be willing to share any of that with me? I wouldn't show it to anyone unless you were okay.
I destroyed the phone.
What?
I destroyed my phone.
Why?
Because.
Okay, well, what are you calling me on?
My phone.
So you didn't destroy it?
Destroy what?
Do you still have the pictures from the event?
The wedding.
Wait, it was a wedding?
In Jersey, yeah.
No, on Heart Island, the post you wrote. Reddit.
How do you know about that?
That's what we've been talking about.
Listen, I don't know who you are. I don't know how you got this
Whoa,
number.
Hey.
Hey, but fuck you.
Mateo, dude,
I don't know
chill.
Who you work for, and I know everything. I know you took my bike, and I know you're gonna die.
Listen,
and you're gonna die too.
He has to go.
Fuck. Mateo's mom called me back an hour later. Said he's been suffering from delirium.
Apparently strokes can cause that.
I sat there, staring at his profile. What if Sean was right? What if he just imagined it? There were posts asking about security on Heart Island. It really looks like he went there. But did he have any evidence of a ritual or helicopters or any kind of large-scale event? Not as far as I knew. Yeah,
You wanted it to be real.
They're talking on the news about an escaped convict out on the Oregon coast.
Oh yeah?
He got out a few weeks ago. And I've been following local police reports. At least 3 people down there have gone missing so far this month.
At least 3?
A couple drifters, some guys in Coos Bay who might have just skipped town before their meth lab got raided. But still. It's definitely weird.
Well, maybe that's your story. Uncovering a secret society would have been dope, but I don't know. Serial killer is not a bad second choice. There's a big market for that.
Why Skinner, though? Why include that specific detail if it wasn't real? Like, how could Mateo have even heard of Skinner?
Low, I think... Sometimes you see what you want to see. But you know this convict thing is happening there, so... Maybe just follow that.
Sean, I'm including that snippet to say that you were right. And that I told you so. Because on the morning of October 13th, while I was doing exactly what you suggested, I found a series of terrified help messages that would change everything. Hey, I'm Marlo. I've never made a podcast before, and I have no idea how to get advertisers. The longer I can go without asking my mom for money, the longer I can put off telling her I'm doing this. So, if you'd like to sponsor our investigation, please reach out at whathappenedinskinner.com.
All the way across the I-90 bridge and onto Mercer Island, So if you haven't left yet, I'd suggest taking the 520 bridge. And if you're already on I-90, yeah, you might want to call into work, because you're going to be there for a while. The time is 8:52 for Seattle 6. I'm Chris Cashman.
Whoa. In the cannery.
The cannery. No service. Call 911. This is Tanner. Yeah. Send police. In danger. Please help.
Oh my god. This is the
this
only...
This is the only site loading. No service at all. Tell police I'm hiding. He's armed. Pacific Rock Cannery. Skinner Island.
Skinner Island?
He's in here with me. Please help. Is anyone seeing these? Tell cops he's a man. 6 feet, dark clothes, slim, thin build. I'm Tanner. Young. 17. 5'8".
Oh my god.
Please tell me you're seeing these.
Don't you have a job?
Sean, look at the post I just sent.
Another no sleep story. I thought you
in the Pacific Rock Cannery on Skinner. And it's not even a story. It's just a series of help messages, and his post history is bizarre.
It's the internet. Anybody.
I think this is the real McCoy, Sean.
Lo, I know you're going for every avenue, but I think you gotta stop considering no sleep.
Whoa, wait. Shh. Can you hear that?
It happened this morning here at the Pacific Rock Seafood Processing Plant on Skinner Island. Police say the teenager, whose identity has not been made public, was discovered by custodians after apparently getting trapped inside the cannery autoclave.
It's obviously a pretty upsetting incident, and our prayers go out to the family. We're investigating how the individual was able to enter the facility when it was closed, and whether there were any other factors involved in his death.
Anyone with additional information is encouraged to reach out to Skinner Police. And in Tacoma today, a new world...
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. So... Okay. What's the deal with this post history again?
I need to go through it more, but look at this post and what is this?
Is that a dead monkey?
Yeah, and an amputation saw, and he says a bowl from the Lusitania.
That's a ship that sank, right?
Right, yeah. It's kind of the other Titanic. And check out his comment history. He talks more about them. I found these weird antiques in a shipping box at work. We've been getting these boxes for a while, and we were told not to look in them. Looks like he works at the Landslide Cafe in Skinner.
Did you see the comment about the owner?
Not yet.
He says somebody bought the cafe 6 months ago, but none of them have ever seen the new owner. That's when they started getting the boxes.
Do you see anything about what was happening to the boxes once they got there?
Looking.
Oh, there. Somebody takes them down to the South Island. There's nothing really down there but woods.
Look at that comment. He's saying where the boxes are coming from.
Hold on. East 71st Street, New York.
New York.
Do you know where that is?
The Upper East Side.
What's there?
Mansions, mostly. Big ones, like a... What you typing?
I'm telling people to look at his post history and linking Mateo's story from Heart Island.
Police.
Hi, I'm calling with information about Tanner Young.
Can I get your name?
Marlo.
Last name?
Vern.
V-E-R-N...
E.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I found a post he wrote online about what happened to him in the cannery.
Okay, and this was a Facebook post?
Reddit.
Reddit?
It's an online message board.
And when was this post from?
Well, it was posted this morning.
Do you have an exact time?
8:45.
Uh-huh. And what did this post say?
Well, it was a series of help messages. He said he was in the cannery and somebody was chasing after him. Maybe the escaped convict from South Fork Work Camp, Jasper Cook. Is that his name?
And this was at 8:45 this morning?
Well, it was posted at 8:45, but I think he actually wrote it last night.
Uh-huh.
He said that he didn't have any reception, and Reddit was the only site loading. So, I think he was actually trying to upload these posts last night, and then this morning when his phone was brought back into reception, everything posted at once.
Did you know Tanner Young?
No, not personally.
Okay, and how did you find the post?
Well, I'm an internet journalist.
An internet journalist. Okay, thanks for the tip.
Don't you want to see the post?
Well, ma'am, a post on a message forum from after the story made the news probably isn't a legitimate lead.
Well, there's more.
Let's hear it then.
We think there's another post from New York that may be connected. See, Tanner also posted that the cafe he worked at was receiving these strange packages with weird antiques.
Well, Ms. Vern, I have another call coming in. Thank you very much for the tip. We'll be sure to take a look at this internet messaging board.
So, that went well. Clearly, the police didn't believe me. But over on Reddit, others did. Redditors started pouring over the Heart Island post and Tanner's comment history, looking for any other links. They messaged me directly, exchanging possible theories and leads. And before I knew it, a community began to take shape.
Look, all I'm saying is that the specifics of the ceremony on Heart Island are nothing like Scientology.
But what about fucking
Clearwater? Nothing like Scientology. It's much more in the vein of Hermeticism.
Bro, the famous people fit.
You cannot tell me you actually think Scientology is the only secret society capable of that amount of wealth.
So we set up a Discord. If you're not familiar, Discord is a site where you can set up chat rooms dedicated to specific topics. It's basically where we hang out online and discuss our findings.
If you want, you can join us via the link at whathappenedinskinner.com.
Oh my god, they literally made the town website on Google Sites. That's adorable.
I told you they were rustic.
In addition to picking apart every detail of the Heart Island story and Tanner's posts, we were also digging into any websites we could find related to Skinner itself. There wasn't a lot. Pacific Rock Seafoods, where Tanner Young was killed. A janky website for the town itself, a Chamber of Commerce page where most of the businesses didn't even have online listings, and a few business websites. But no record of who owned the cafe, and no information on the address the mysterious packages were coming from. There was plenty of evidence that some big construction project was happening on the South Island, and had been for several years. Could that be the destination of the packages Tanner opened? We looked for more information on whatever it was out there. We even reached out in some of the groups to ask Skinner residents directly. But for all the accounts of workers and trucks coming and going, nobody seemed to know what was actually being built there. I asked them why folks weren't more curious about it, and they said they were. They just hadn't gotten a word out of any of the workers. They would come in on the ferry, drive straight out of town, and drive straight back and onto the ferry. They never seemed to stay in town, and they never talked to anyone. After the car ferry sank in 2019, the trucks couldn't come. The workers never returned. It was as if they'd never been there. And the project on the south side of the island, whatever it was, faded into distant memory. It seemed like maybe our mystery compound wasn't the missing link I hoped it was. So, that was disappointing.
There's nothing at all.
Yo!
We found something!
What?
The town website. We found something in the HTML.
What?
It's a link, a hidden link on the Chamber of Commerce page.
Like, for a business?
Yeah, it's an entry in the business directory, but it's set to invisible.
Why would someone...
So that only certain people can find it.
Well, more likely they weren't ready to publish it yet.
What's the business?
Are you gonna lose your damn mind?
Catalyst.
Just... Catalyst? What is it?
We don't know.
But the URL it links to?
Is harnessfate.com.
What?
And there it was. A symbol, sort of a yin-yang, but with an ornate A dividing it, hovered over a black background. Beneath it, white text. In understanding balance, you attract harmony. In channeling harmony, you direct fate. And then a link. Learn how. Obviously, I clicked the link. A pop-up appeared, an invitation to join their mailing list. As of this recording, the site is still up. So if you're feeling adventurous, you can also go to harnish-fate.com and sign up. But if that's way too sus, we got you. We all signed up and were immediately greeted with...
Oh my god.
Hello. Welcome.
An email from Harness Fate. There, in the middle of the screen, was a man in front of a stained glass window flanked by black candles.
I would like to congratulate you. You're already one step ahead. You lucky few have the chance to set sail on a journey that will be absolutely and truly incredible.
He had short, dark hair and piercing black eyes. His gaze into the camera was... intense.
But in order for King Arthur to pull the sword from the stone, he must first believe that it is possible, and that is what I am asking you to do. Realize that you have the potential. You. Sitting at your desk, at home, at work, on your phone, wherever you are.
It seemed like a sermon of sorts, but there was no context. No explanation of what it was, or next steps. No mention of Skinner, and none of the terminology from the Heart Island story. He never even said his name. But the Discord connected his face with the profile picture of a Magister R. Wurlitz of the Skinner Coven. And the symbol beneath the video looked suspiciously like the symbol of a mysterious group on the Ghost Stories blog. A suspicion confirmed when we checked the file name for the symbol. Aramana.png. Jackpot. So the question is, what's Aramana?
Jackpot? Marlo, you're new to this, aren't you?
What do you mean?
I mean, you don't have the slightest comprehension of what you're dealing with. None of you do. If Aramana is what Mateo saw on Heart Island, some of the wealthiest people in the world, then they have the resources to know everything and everyone. They're too smart to make a mistake like this.
Well, accidents can happen. Bad luck.
Why do you think they don't scrub Mateo's post or Tanner's when they scrub everything else? You think they don't know that our little group is watching?
Well, we're not exactly high profile.
Emailed Harness Fate, didn't you? I think perhaps the better question to ask is, why did Aramana want you to know their name?
We did a deep dive into anything we could find about Aramana. It really wasn't a lot. A brief urban legend or two, or a few runic symbols, a passage from a conspiracy theory website. In all, it only showed up 5 times across the entire internet, and even then, always extremely vaguely. Theories range from a satanic club to an Illuminati-style global conspiracy. But the accounts of people who actually claimed to be Aramana sounded kind of punk or counterculture. And young. It was interesting, but not exactly the great revelation Kelvin had me expecting.
Marlo, you on? Guys, Kelvin, Ash, Jamie, Ryan.
Yo, what's up?
We're fucking dummies, that's what. Aramana.org.
Wait, nobody checked.
Go there, right now.
Oh my god.
Dude, the others are gonna be sad they slept through this one.
I sat there staring at the bold red numbers against a black screen. Aramana.org is a countdown clock. To January 18th, 2022. If anyone knows what that date could mean, please email me.
You checked the source code, right?
Some of us aren't exactly coders.
Guys, I'm not a coder either. You literally just right-click and select View Page Source.
Oh, whoa. Look at that.
The next day, we caught the group up on the countdown site.
So you see it, right?
What are we looking at here?
Line 12.
There. In the middle of the code for the countdown clock was a conversation. It looked like two people discussing how they could use the source code to talk and nobody would see it. Gotcha.
We should be extremely skeptical about what we're reading here. This could be a trap.
Either way, let's check at least twice a day. No harm in watching and reporting. Right, Kelvin?
They did end up using the code. They sent coordinates to various cities across the globe. The Oregon coast, LA, here in Seattle, London. Whenever one of our team went out there, we found discarded artifacts and strange carvings in the sand. Kelvin seemed right. Maybe they were trying to get our attention. But for what purpose? Sometimes we found cryptic files and password-locked websites. We know this goes deeper. And we're still following the trail. But no info on who they are, and no further word from Harness Fate. We felt stuck. Nothing new came out about Tanner's story or Mateo's. They still hadn't caught Jasper Cook. And as time went on, Aramana and Catalyst started to feel like a weird dream I was waking up from. Until the night of November 5th, 2021.
No, for real, Nash is great. And it's nice to have someone else in the house. Really, and he's way more leveled off. It's just when his friends... No, he's allowed to see them. It's not like a violation, it's more...
Right. Hey everyone! Susan, we're back.
Oh, hold on. Right now?
Yeah, right now. Hit the record.
So sorry.
Welcome back to a glitchy, stormy episode of Pacific Legacies. Nice. I'm Greg Skinner, here with our illustrious guest host, Susan Wilde.
Just guess.
And here's where our two stories start to come together. My girlfriend in college was from Skinner, Oregon. Her name was Susan. Susan Wilde. I'd met her best friend Greg while we were dating and still followed him on social media. In September, Greg started a YouTube channel which I subscribed to. The first episode was...
Beverage's relatives, Jean Dunbar McIntyre. You can see it in the... If you're watching, please let's ignore the comments. Mom, I know you're listening. I sent this in a text message a second ago. I know you read it. Please, let's stay out of the comment section.
So, it was out of politeness that I happened to tune into the second episode. But within minutes, I was frantically messaging everyone in the Discord to turn it on.
Wait, is that...
Oh,
that's,
whoa!
That's the thing. Holy shit, that's your
mace.
Thing.
Yeah, that is so cool.
That exact mace is in Susan's room right now.
Well, no.
No?
No, I think Nash did something with it.
Oh. Okay, gang, Susan's cousin did something with that exact mace.
Good save.
What are the symbols?
Not positive, but...
Hold on.
It was the symbol from harnessfate.com.
Oh, this looks close. Aramana.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Okay, yada, yada, yada. Claim the secretive group has ties to the occult. Holy shit. Dude, your family was in a cult?
I think it's more of a religious group.
Well, technically all religious groups are.
Yeah.
My jaw dropped. The footage veered farther and farther from a home movie following one woman.
So, your mace, 1929. Any guess who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I think that might be Minerva Wilde.
Tell us about her.
I don't know. I didn't talk about her.
It's so weird to see her.
The content grew more and more ominous, until we all saw...
Oh my god.
A disfigured body.
Hey guys, I'm so sorry about... Wait.
What?
Wait, what if... Wasn't the winner of terror...
It's not real, though.
Not the ghost part, obviously, but people definitely... Yeah, 1929. Just... folks, in the winter of 29, there were 8 disappearances in Skinner, including one from my family. it's kind of urban legend now, but I don't want to jump to anything, but this is from then, and so, content warning, we haven't watched any of this, so if you're not into that, you should close out until tomorrow, but Susan, we gotta see where this goes, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
As the reel progressed, we saw Minerva Wilde bringing Aramana to life right in front of our eyes. She drew runes in the sand.
We have a reel from Skinner, shot during the Winter of Terror, that has a corpse, and the main person
who
in the reel
also disappeared.
Has a staff from a secret cult group. Holy shit. I mean, Susan, look at this.
And stood with a man screaming, or singing. Some type of chant on a cliff. And as lightning struck the lighthouse just behind them, here in 2021, it happened too. We don't know what happened next, but the stream cut out momentarily. And when it came back on, Greg and Susan seemed unaware that they were still alive.
The exact same symbol.
I mean, yes. And I think we should have a bigger conversation about this.
Said it was a good luck thing.
It is a good luck thing. And like I told you, to remember my parents.
They did this?
No, not exactly this, no, but they were part of the Oramana, which is just a religion, but minus all the things you hate about religion. Like, you're in control of your own fate, and we don't convert people or persecute
people.
They... Greg, I'm sorry. Please don't be mad, okay? I've always wanted to talk to you about this, but spiritual stuff is...
I'd have an easier time believing that if I didn't have to catch you.
You didn't catch me!
If I didn't recognize your tattoo, you would have told me? Because you had like 10 years to let me in on that. Dream Team shares everything, right?
You stopped hanging out with Mel when you found out she was Lutheran. You made me keep that secret, and I did because I didn't want to lose you. Now Nash is all pissed because you've just made it sound like my family belongs to a murder cult. Thanks. But if you want, I can have him come and get me and we'll just figure that out.
No, just put it on an airplane. Stay here until he cools off. I know how.
We could finish it. If the power comes back.
There will be more cult stuff.
It's not a cult, and I can explain that.
There's a fucking
that.
Body,
well,
Susan.
Yeah, and a bunch of... I don't want to think about it on my bed, where my relative, who disappeared, slept. I'm sorry spiritual stuff freaks you out, but maybe I'm a little freaked out too? I swear, I have no idea what this is, but we could find out. Together. Dream Team.
What if it is, or...
It's not. This is something way creepier. I can show you, just... Don't make it worse for me on the stream.
Well, I can't just... Yep. Hey, everyone. Looks like we're back. So, during the blackout, Susan did some reading and is going to help us fill in some details about what we might be seeing here.
So it looks like they were practicing Oramana, which is kind of a religion that basically involves attracting good luck. So that mace. It represents you and all the things you want to attract. So happiness, comfort, and they'll use it in their ceremonies or like this to draw with. And those symbols pretty much have the same meaning.
And as the footage grew more sinister, with Minerva showing off a dead bird and charred human remains, Susan's cousin, Nash, was watching the stream and growing increasingly furious.
541, do you know this number?
What?
Remina Sheth Katara? Check your phone.
Oh my god. Sorry guys, I think we need to take a quick intermission.
I think it's just a tree.
We should kill the stream.
No.
Why not?
Just in case.
The footage built to an explosive climax. A human sacrifice, flanked by Susan's family, now in robes, on a point high above the ocean. The mace in the footage, the same one Nash had taken from Susan's room, extended into a spear and plunged into a screaming man's back. And as Susan's phone went off again and again and again, I held my breath and wondered if, 92 years later, it was coming for them too.
Do you hear that?
We tried calling the police on Skinner, but it didn't even ring.
Anyone watching, this is Greg Skinner and Susan Wilde. We're at 2216 Pine Lookout. Hey!
That was a week ago today. I reached out to both Susan and Greg, but I haven't heard from either of them. The news said that Nash was airlifted to the mainland in critical condition. As far as we can tell, Susan and Greg are alive. The Skinner Facebook groups have been buzzing with gossip about the attack. Apparently, Nash was known in town for being pretty unstable, and a lot of people think this proves he may have been behind Tanner Young's death, and maybe even the slew of recent disappearances along the coast. But nobody's talking about Oromana. I guess none of them saw the live stream. Someone, presumably Greg, set it to unlisted the next day. But I still have the link on our website. And over in our pocket of the internet, it's all people can talk about. Everyone wants to know what happened that night. Somehow, this story found me. I couldn't keep it waiting any longer.
Yeah, again, like, I've never done a podcast before either, but this sounds super goddamn cool, so I would love to help out however I can.
But you do have sound design people.
Yeah, totally. If you cut it, I can absolutely finagle that. And if your friend, what's her name again?
O'Reilly.
Yeah, if O'Reilly can score it?
She can. She's really excited to.
Well, sweet, there we go. And how many episodes are we thinking?
As many as it takes.
It might be a hard sell for a sound guy.
Well, tell him I can only stay out there so long before I go broke and starve.
Fair enough. You haven't heard from either of them?
Not a peep.
Okay. I do kind of wish you were going out there with someone, just, you know, given maybe what you're getting involved with.
Well, involved. I'm just reporting.
Just don't get, like, sacrificed or something. I'd look like a really bad producer.
I'm not gonna get sacrificed, Aaron. Test, test. 1, 2, 3. Okay, here we go. I'm Marlo Verne. This is day one. What happened in Skinner? What Happened in Skinner is produced by Mazama Entertainment and presented by Rusty Quill. Original music by Aureli Webb. And I'm your host, Marlo Verne.
To examine the evidence from this episode and play a continuing role in our investigation, join us on Patreon. We're collecting everything as we go along, and we need your help to piece together the secrets of the Oromana. To join the team, visit patreon.com/whathappenedinskinner. We need all the help we can get, and we'll see you there.